Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Very happy to join you. Share my friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it out.
Heads up, eyes open, the fifth clip. Face and leave some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. Not trying to party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level, hoe. Or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I'll never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfected, pushing this shit to the motherfucking limit. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last drop, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. For we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Rage.
bust on. Others leave them frying in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way you bust it up, I'll chuck nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit you're plucking. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murderer, I'm still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make you readjust your focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, what? It's so cold for static. I see through your synthetic, put my telekinetics, I mean my telepathic. From this mouth of madness, flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. And you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn!
I take a puff and I blow out like Moby. Running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, yeah. Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slam into the rage in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that at the dawn. Yes, I'm still rock on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born. Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist
born. Now when it comes to the hippest in hip-hop, I make the lips drop. Knees not buckle and shake. Now who's to make the wrong move? Get dusted, busted, whack MCs who can't cut the mustard. I stick it to you like voodoo, so who do you think you're fooling? Not Rick, but ruling. You couldn't hang with the new.
You what?
Your boots will get cooked.
You what?
Look up in the sky.
Why?
And fly, Robin, fly. Giving you whatever suits you. Got the size 8 Timberlands to boot ya. Oops, upside your head. Hey yo, I'm singing red like a bull. Baby, I got the pull of a knot. Fox me because I'm foxy like Brown. Break it down now.
What?
From the end to the start, lyrical murderer. Pump spirit, hearts, I'm tearing parts to pieces like Reese's. I freak it, speak it in tongues. Put you on like Bonita Applebum. You can't see me, you're blind to the fact that I'm all that. Swinging on the wax, striking them out like bats. Hats off, blast off. Watch me rock it, sock it to ya. Whatever it takes to do ya. Done,
done.
Top gun. It's the lady of rage, still rated number one, motherfucker.
Nah, my nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. This is a real nigga celebration. This is Don Block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafers. This is a remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the gray pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platform to explain it. He frustrated, so he get faded. Like deep down inside, he know you can't fade him. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparation. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP, but I ain't dropped. Chirp on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they broke on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades, catching vapors. Grandma said I get some Jordans for my grades. That's my baby, when she died, my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lot of shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setbacks for major comebacks, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do it, don't with nip. K-Dot, he a better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. About flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4, y'all living, giving to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands for bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Am. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we move. Dedication.
If it ain't congratulations, it look like hate. If it ain't congratulations, it look like what
next day.
Hold up.
Nah, this ain't entertainment. It's 4 niggas on a slave ship. These soldiers and spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lock us behind gates, but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga. That's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple mils for the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back, so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave for some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classics. Ran a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have dedication. Hard work, plus patience, to some more of my sacrifice. I'm done waiting, I'm done waiting. Told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Ah! Ah!
Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration.
everything.
And the band played on.
Hollywood, you know what I mean? Where them niggas go when we die? Ain't no heaven for a thug nigga. That's why we go to Thug Mansion. That's the only place where thugs get it free, and you gotta be a G at Thug Mansion. A place to spend my quiet nights, time to unwind, so much pressure in this life of mine. I cried times I once contemplated suicide, and would've tried, but when I held that knife, all I could see was my mama's eyes. No one knows my struggle, they only see the trouble. Not knowing it's hard to carry on when no one loves you. Picture me inside the misery of poverty. No man alive has ever witnessed struggles I survived. Praying hard for better days, promise to hold on. Me and my dogs ain't have a choice but to roll on. We found a finally spot to kick it, where we could drink liquor and know what bickers over trick shit. A spot where we could smoke in peace, and even though we G's, we still visualize places that we could roll in peace. And in my mind's eye, I see this place, the players going past. I got a spot for us all, so we can ball at Thug's Mansion.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easy. Little Hennessy, laid back and cool. Every hour, cause it's all good. Leave all the stress from the world outside. Every wrong done will be alright. Nothing but peace, love, and street passion.
Well, I survive all the fights in the darkness, trouble sparks. They tell me home is where the heart is, then departed. I've said that two tears and couldn't sleep good for multiple years. Witness peers cast gunshots, nobody cares. Seen the politicians banners, they rather see us locked in chains. Please explain why they can't stand us. Is there a way for me to change? Or am I just a victim of things I did to maintain? I need a place to rest my head with the little bit of homeboys that remain. Cause all the rest there, is there a spot for us to grow? If you find it, I'll be right behind you. Show me and I'll go. How can I be peaceful? I'm coming from the bottom. Watch my daddy scream peace. What up, the man shot him. I need a house that's full of love when I need to escape the deadly places of slinging drugs. It's Thug's Mansion.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easy. Little Hennessy, laid back and cool. Every hour, cause it's all good. Leave all the stress from the world outside. Every wrong done will be alright. Nothing but peace, love,
your baby boy's doing good. Tell the homies I'm in heaven and they ain't got hood. Seen a show with Marvin Gaye last night. It had me shook, drippin' peppermint snot with Jackie Wilson and Sam Cooke. Then some lady named Billie Holiday sang, sitting there kicking it with Malcolm till the day came. Little Tasha show grown, tell the lady in the liquor store that she's forgiven, so come home. Maybe in time you understand, only God can save us. When Miles Davis cutting loose with the band, just think all the people that you knew in the past that passed on, they in heaven found peace that lasts. Picture a place that they exist together. There has to be a place better than this in heaven. So right before I sleep, dear God, what I'm asking, remember this face, save me a place in Thug's Mansion.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easy.
Now I need y'all to take y'all seatbelts off and lock and load for this here episode. This here is rated R for reality. And leave y'all licenses at home. We ride like outlaws.
My nigga is on. My nigga is so on. I come to say it's on, and it been for so long. My nigga is
having a fault. I was born on this day and time. Just like the children of the corn, they don't break your mind. Take a line, take the nine. Niggas living fucked up. Stay behind enemy lines. I'm having tough luck. I'm fucked up. Doing my time. I got enough nuts to fuck up. Play a design. I'm more like, what's up? I like to stay on my grind so I can fuck up. Some more game ain't no shame, player. I'm about to cut up and nut up. A place to recline, yeah, you can fuck up. And kiss my ass, I'm the last you get it stuck up. I snuck up, all with no master blast. Struck up in conversation, over stash and cash. Up, up, and away all day. I be running the hash, pup, up, anyway. Call Ray, it's a turn up fast. Nothing's very great, y'all. To my sermon, the mask. Trust us when I say pop, let's take a moment and fast. Fuck up, yeah. I hope I let it be your man. Some big plan to keep the club in the state. I'm spending over the years. I can tell I'm in the school. Wrong to know what I'm doing. That's right. Another figure. Life of a player like this. Resurrected like Christ. What up, DJ Quick? Mr. T on the beat. My nigga E on the mix. Stretching out four ways just like a fruit up. Big man, it ain't nothing nice. Just let me do my shit. Nothing come overnight. Homie, that's too my click. Outlaw, I'ma ride a crew quick. One day at a time, like a snot, I do this. That blueprint, ghetto survivor, my new shit. Ghetto music, I'ma get lava like crew quick. KRS-1, S-1-W, true shit. Have a blessed one, I don't want trouble, you fool it. Calling on my phone, at the W, you fool it. It's a hit, I'm known, I'm a bubble, you true fit. It's the each his own, on my new clip. Carly on the gang, let her hang, keep it cool. I hope I let it be your man. I'm looking for some big plan to keep the brother in the state. I'm spinning over the years, I need that man. Who was wrong to know before I was a little 20?
Now, don't worry from out of jamming.
Ears up, eyes open, the fist clenched. This here be the chairman, Fred Hampton Jr. Now, I'm finna hit him and drop a bit of this here path of politics on this here shit. Now, it's a bad time for good men. They either blast with their badges or put a bunch of bullets in our back. Or as my nephew, Young Bleed, just agreed, got us on the bus headed back to the state pen. When Richard Milhouse Nixon, Donald John Trump, they still got us all fucked up. When they slave ships, long-ass prison beds. I'm hanging black folks on long ropes, these corrupt-ass courts laying motherfuckers down on death row. Ain't no coincidence to this shit, dying by design. Every time you turn around, these motherfuckers get them either putting us under 6 feet underground, locking us the fuck up, or placing us behind enemy lines. See, my birth certificate was banned in my death certificate. And until this day, I done kicked the casket so much, you get them on a day-to-day basis, I'm still checking my post to see if I'm still living. Nah, I need y'all to bear with me. Or better yet, Black Panther Party cub with me.
For
1/4 of my life, I've been locked up. Another 1/4 of that, I've been in their courts caught up. Another 4 for that, in some sense of the word. For lack of better terms, I've been practicing intensely, got them on the run. Now add all that up. Get them together, including the last, get them a 1/4 and 4. They've been trying to get them to turn me, get them to motherfucking courts. But goddamn it, here this warning. To the hunter and to the government. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. And on this day, ain't no gonna be no easy prey. What's in the film needs to be explained. Y'all done heard the words of this song. When it's on, it's on.
I hope I live to be your man. Maybe part of some big plan to keep the brother in the safe pit. I was spending over the years out of stack, man.
Dig, we honor Erica Gardner. Get them alone here, Erica Gardner. Get them, we ride for Erica Gardner. Call Fearmar. She, we can't breathe.
And you don't deserve to win, but we have to struggle properly. They don't want to admit that there are a lot of young organizations around, but we are political organizations. We are an organization that understands that politics is nothing but war without bloodshed, and war is nothing but politics with bloodshed. That it's just like you stretch something, and it goes, you can stretch things, there's going to be another thing. If you stretch politics so long, it'll be war, and that's where we're at.
42 shots through that bedroom. Mama Cool was laying asleep up in that bed too. That's when J. Edgar Hoover sent the feds stoop. You know them grimy ass ways that the feds move. Said they sent the memo saying the Panthers gotta go. Created a plan to start COINTELPRO. Tricked O'Neal and then he turned into a informant. The chairman killed the wee hours of the morning.
I'm feeling like Mike Brown, I'm feeling like Trayvon, I'm feeling like I gotta stay armed with hoodies and ARs. I'm feeling like I gotta black down, but this is a straight wall. So tell him that I'm on the front line, I'm taking no days off. Yeah. Said it's mental slavery, yep, it's falling your head. If you ain't got your liberation, you better off dead.
Yeah.
He's spotting day plantations, they call it the feds. Whatever happened to the riders, guess all of them dead. I don't care if it's a koofy bow tie or a fez. We need to unify people and buy some land. And when I talk about the Jacksons, I ain't talking Michael.
Nah.
I'm talking George and Jonathan marching with their rifles. You try to kill the revolution, then you gotta shoot us. This for the Chairman Fred, Mark Clark, Huey Newton. This here for Black August. Let's have a moment of silence and dedicate it to them riders that's in black coffins. I got the voice of Malcolm,
Malcolm
mixed with the heart of Marcus. I got my knowledge from the slums, I've never been to Harvard. Tell me it's love, tell me it's hate, tell me it's pride. Tell me the reason why they keep on telling us lies. Tell me the reason why them teens in America died from them slugs of a gun that an officer fired. Gotta understand, they consider us 3/5 of a man, which means you're not a human on this land. Dred Scott, black man, they got the same rights a white man's got. So why we steady reppin' all these damn blocks? Who thought I'd see the day when the cops would become the damn ops? We just try to land us a job, but they try to land shots. Knowledge and intelligence is more important than that gangster shit that they been telling us. I wonder who the editors, I wonder who the ones that take their time to write the papers. That fail to mention trials and tribulations that we facing. I got neighbors that was racist, that got hatred for these pretty black faces. Who are you to judge our law's great creation? Relations to all of them great faces back in Africa. King Tut, Queen Azinga, they set the path for us. If they could take a look at us now, they probably laugh at us. But then again, they wouldn't be laughing, they probably mad at us. Wonder how we all became thugs and drugs blood traffickers, let them capture us, and they building the bloodbath for us. Breathe, this water getting deep, it's way over my head, it's kinda hard for me to see. I got a queen and she natural pure, the mindset of Winnie Mandela, mixed with a side of secure. Said I got two choices, poverty or provide for the poor, plus I'm fully prepared to collide with the law. I said I think we need a million men marching in the streets again, think we need a million men marching with their peace in hand. Sometimes you gotta go to war just to have peace again. Rest in peace to Martin, time to treat us like kings again.
Now the same motherfuckers that came to kill and capture us, you know, the same motherfuckers that murdered and mask us. Got the gold enough guys to be asking us, why they keep killing each other, why they respect their mothers, what their daddy said, why they keep being black, why they stay unemployed, why they don't vote, why they don't sit together, why they still dope. What they fucking two tears in the bucket? Let the chairman tell you what's happening, Captain. The motherfucking cops and corrupt scrubs throughout the whole goddamn colonized community. You know what the land's bloodshed, and it's all the herbs for all this work, and I damn to take all the turf. Try to stick our sickles up our motherfucking legacies. How the fuck we got generations of generations coming up, and I don't even know, but I ain't even giving a fuck about gold kids like Harry T. Marcus Garvey, Ida B. Motherfucking Minister UEP. Shit, we don't know through the COINTELPRO, we die by the time, man.
The Freshman.
Thank you.
talking about the ghetto. Funky, funky ghetto. Trying to survive, trying to stay alive.
Direct, but Tim.
Live and direct. Man. What a day, what a day. Are we breaking up along? Is it me breaking up? Am I loud and clear?
All clear on the end, brother Tim.
So you're right. Heads up, ass over the fist, because we coming in late, y'all. We going to stay quiet. You know how we do it. Quality time always, quantity time. This weekly program hosted by the Black Panther Party Cubs. We are at the Hampton House. Weekly program of Black Panther Party Cubs hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., Robert Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage. Let's get locked and loaded. Let's get ready to make some history. Take some history and take some history, y'all. Call in number 929-477-3785 and press 1 to get on in. That's what it is, y'all. Y'all, we are live on YouTube. Make sure y'all tap and subscribe. The Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. Again, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. on YouTube. Tap and subscribe, like it, share it. We're on Instagram. I don't think we're on Facebook right now, but again, we are live. Got a few subject matters with the flyers and posted, put it out. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all tap in with us. Let's get locked and loaded. 929-477-3785 and press 1. Man, it's been a spirit today. The wind is always kind of intense anyway. I'll tell you, go into a little detail about that in a minute. On the flyer today, forgive us for the flyer getting out kind of late, real last minute, but, you know, we like the octopus. We got like 8 million different things at one time. Somebody, if somebody can call in, this brother who's on the flyer, he was murdered this past week. And I want to show about it, talk about this brother, because he just did a video on him, the video. And I was on deck when they was filming the video, but I want to talk about him, talk about, you know, in the context of, you know, what's going on, ongoing situation in Chicago or Chirac in particular, the music industry, so on and so forth. Again, everything is political. What else do we have? Is, again, the ongoing campaign to have the Hampton House given historical landmark status. So make sure y'all go to savethehamptonhouse.org, tap in, go to the donate button or the support, and also sign a petition. Hampton House as a historical landmark. What else do we have on there? Oh, so the comrade, do we have the caller? You got to bring us the speed about this case. Is it Haiti, Missouri, the the pig literally, we tried to get as graphic as we can, but it was actually more than just him suffocating, choking his brother to death. So, man, they said, yeah, let me get to these questions on Instagram. 1 minute, I got you. So if you can, if I miss it, repost the question. But we may have, I need you to bring us the speed on this case, Sister Comrade. It's another case I just seen also. Is it St. Louis? The dog, the canine unit, they got, you know what I'm saying, and the pigs. And this is something, because like, there's a lot of discussion in regards to the Border Patrol being told, the president said they're going to get rid of the horses. And I was just like, well, damn, what about the pigs? What about the pigs who are riding the horses and get up on their own and say, let's ride down and attack the people, Haiti? So it's interesting, this case also in Missouri about the dogs being sick on this brother. It's another case, another situation too we covered. I can't recall it was on the flyer, but help me out, so we kind of moving fast. So, bring us the speed. Do we have the family members of this brother here? Do we have anybody on contact on that?
Same old, Brother Chairman. Sisters don't get off work until 9. But the situation happened in Haiti, Missouri. His name was DeMarcus Williams.
Interesting. Haiti, Missouri. Interesting.
That man, it just hit me like that. Yeah, Haiti. You know, it's just the way they...
How do you spell it?
It's spelled H-A-Y-T-I.
Interesting. H-A-Y-T-I, Missouri. Missouri. And the mother of the brother don't get up to 9 o'clock at Central Time, so y'all seen the picture, but if you can't Google this, you Google this case, and, you know, this actual video footage, you know what I'm saying? But bring it up to speed, Sister Conrad. What's you know, this case?
The mother had, they called the ambulance for his mental issues, you know. So it was like one of them cases, like Stephon. And like Stephon Watts, same case. You know, they called the brother, you know, that they took out on Harvard last week, too. You know, he had that Chicago pig took out on Harvard. He had, like, mental things, too, you know. People be thinking calling them pigs. But they did this case, and the brother, was you see in the video, and they're wrestling with him, you know, but you can see them suffocating him. Like, literally, they, like, check his head to make sure it's all the way down. Is the knee in his back, the other one over here, they all just, you know, and it looks like that, you know, you hear the family tell him not to struggle, but he's struggling because the brother ain't breathing. And they literally, man, just sat there and then they released a statement justifying it. Tell me they were in actions, you know, that he had a... I gotta go back and say this, that he had some shit as usual, as they do, though. And it just literally suffocated him. I was trying to get him on. The mom wasn't too much scared. The sister, Kimberly Howell, of Hood Hope Movement, you know, she put me in tune with him. She's connected with the family. And she, they were trying to soon as get the information for them to be contacted. But the sister don't get off until 9 o'clock. So that I could come on, you know, to come on and talk about it in full detail. So that's pretty much, you know, all I know, other than, you know, what she told me and their position on it and the videos. And I did post them on my page. I'm going to put it in Free Them All Radio, too. That Facebook wouldn't upload. It was the other video. The longer video I couldn't upload onto social media.
Yes, indeed. If you can, y'all to go to some comrades' page, see the actual footage. We look forward to have someone from the family calling in. But just again, this brother, Haiti, Missouri, that was choked.
DeMarcus Williams was his name.
Say it again, Mr. Comrade.
DeMarcus Williams, that was his name. What is the
DeMarcus
brother's name?
DeMarcus Williams. I see some people calling me on Instagram, tuning in. And just, okay, somebody decided to get back to them. But if y'all can't call, let's try this. Let's, okay, people calling me in. One of my things about, you know, I try to do the octopus tactic. I try to be eight places at one time, but the reality is I get reminded every morning, I ain't no octopus, I'm a panther cub. You know, just the animal I am. So let's, I'll be trying to spread myself all over, the case in the hundreds of bucks, with the merchants, but some of the people. Let's tie all this energy in, if you can. You just seen some comment, who's that King of Clowns? Call in. Let's make it objective. Let's, whatever issues we're working on, let's tie it in with, with the programs, So I can allot some time that we can, because people will be surprised how similar a lot of countries that we're going through is, it's happening all throughout the world, universally. So feel free to call in, 929-477-3785. Press 1 so we can objectively assess what's the issue going on, apply a political response. So basically, we got a call last week, Brother said he's going through some issues out there. We're going to have to get a triple C out there. You can tap in. This is the Freedom All Radio. We talk about actual programs. Give me this. Freedom All. Please know, who is this here? Yes, sir, my brother. I'm doing a radio. I'm doing a Freedom All Radio show right now. Okay, text me your number, brother. Matter of fact, why don't you tune in right now? We live on YouTube. You call it 929-477-3785. You can let hear the radio show we're doing right now. 929-477-3785. You can type in the phone, you get over the phone, or you can go on YouTube, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. on YouTube Live. We live right now. Call in to the radio show, bro. Call in to the radio show right now. Listen in. Yes, sir. Free them on. Right on. We're trying to get an institution. People can, like a lot of communities, they say they go through different nationalities. Say, what's going on? Well, man, I don't like, we have problems in the household. What's going on? Such and such having issues with the plumbing. They say, well, certain communities, the church is where they can go through. And they have, a religious representative, whatever, that address that, the different dynamics. Certain communities have politicians that actually go to say, hey, man, we need a park in our community. We've been deprived of that. So we're trying to build an institution. You feel what I'm saying? Where we can, a base where people can come in, the Black Panther Party Cubs. Where people can come in and the relationship can be reciprocal. Not as saviors, but you can come in, bring in your energy, your thoughts. This could be that base. Know what you're doing with wins. You know what time it is? I joined a call, but how do I talk? You press 1. You call in, you press 1. We an institution where people say, go to some of the other communities. They say, go look at some of the police movies. Someone say, you can't hear me? They can't hear me on Instagram? They probably messing with it. That's what I'm saying. Ain't no guarantee how long we get to hide. That's why we're trying to get it out as much as we can. Let me know if y'all can hear me on Instagram. Can you hear me on Instagram? Step out the live and go again. You're on mute. Hold on. You're not muting me. One second. Let me come out. I ain't pressing on mute. Try this again. Okay, let's see if y'all can hear me live on Instagram. Can you hear me on Instagram Live? Are you able to hear me? Okay, we clear. Right on. Loud and clear. Okay. So we're working on establishing, not a venting session or, you know, how you feel about this. People can know automatically. Man, hey, man, what's going on? What you got going on? What's happening in God? What about my cousin get beat down? What is it? And Sister Comrades pointed the case over in Haiti, Missouri. We can call in, you know what I'm saying, tap into the different resources. Resources that includes money, that includes food, that includes people. You know what I'm saying? How we can address the issues in our community. You know what I'm saying? Like this man called you to get back to me. How about we get this institution? You know what I'm saying? You go to certain communities. Look at them. Go look at Chicago PD. Look at Blue Blood. They got communities they go through. Say, man, we just have a flyer put out. They go to church. They go to Sunday service, and they just don't go there and just say we want to release some emotion. Different issues in that community. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, man. What happened to such and such? Why we didn't get these? Why these construction sites in our community? We not working. We want to build a force to be reckoned with. You know what I'm saying? This be the base. Where is the automatic? You know what I'm saying? Automatic that you click in. You know what I'm saying? Freedom on Radio. You know what I'm saying? We trying to build some institutions. You know what I'm saying? This is the service of the people. 929-477-3785. I'm sitting outside the Hampton House earlier today. The police pulled up on me. Hey, did you see somebody run with a gun? No, I ain't seen nobody run with no gun. We got a call. Somebody ran with a gun. This is a daily situation that we go through on a day-to-day basis. Day-to-day basis. You dig? So we trying to organize, again, build an institution up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The dress is going on. I want to talk about this. I want somebody to call in, too, about this brother. I can't call his brother's name who got on the fly. We just got word he was murdered, you know what I'm saying, in the rap video that he did. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about that. Free them all. This is Teray. Oh, right on. Hey, keep doing it. Hey, shout out to Hun, J. Ivy. Keep doing the phenomenal work that y'all are doing. Right on. Love and respect. You know what I'm saying? We go back to the out, man. Always been very supportive of the work that we do. Real talk, man. Man, good to see you, sis. I'm proud of y'all. That's it. We tune in. Y'all tap in to Chairman Fred Happy Jr. on YouTube. We live and direct. Those who say they've been trying, call in. Brother just called me just now. Say his daughter doing a project with the Panther Party. Call in. Tell us about that. You know what I'm saying? Put this out to the people. Real talk. All the sentiments are reciprocal, my sister. Real talk. Yes, indeed. Right on. So that case is happening in Haiti, you know what I'm saying? Haiti, Missouri. DeMarcus Wilson. We appreciate it always, sis. Real talk.
DeMarcus Wilson.
I need y'all to look at that case. We're going to be working.
Marcus Williams.
Y'all pull up, check out that case. We're going to be following up on how we, you know, who we got to call in, put the pressure on, so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? Also, some PSAs, People's Service Announcements. Get you go to SaveTheHamptonHouse.org, sign up a petition. You know, so we're getting it signed for the historical landmark status. October 15th be the 55th anniversary of the Black Panther Party. You dig? We're going to be talking, you know what I'm saying? Rakim is said to be in town. We're going to be doing a press conference right here. We're going to have the people's bench. Again, that's the people's bench. The bench that's just sitting out here is the Chairman Fred with the youngster. I'm not talking about Chairman Fred and Junior, but Chairman Fred. I don't even like to say senior because that's Chairman Fred. But, free them all, y'all. Y'all, share this to YouTube. Share this and let us know we're on live direct. If you don't tune in with us. That's October 15th, we got a lot going on. Be on deck, y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's the 55th anniversary of the Black Panther Party. October 22nd through the 24th, be in Oakland, California, the birthplace of the Black Panther Party. You dig? We're building the bust, the statue of Minister U. E. P. Newton. His brother, his pictures on the Facebook page, his video he did. And they was doing a video shoot with his brother. Forgive me for not knowing his brother's name. I can't call his brother's name. He was on today's flyers. Show by, I need you to call in. You know what I'm saying? Yes, we're on right now. Yes. On now. Okay. Okay, YouTube and Facebook, Instagram. Okay. Okay. I'll lose the connection. Peace and love, beloved. You probably just called. You trying to call in. Call in 929-477-3785. Thank you, Hood Hope. DBK is the name. Okay, that's the brother's name. Okay, yeah. It was 929-477-3785. Press 1 to be heard. Fremont,
we have a caller. We have a caller 570. Fremont.
Welcome to Fremont Radio. Hello, welcome to Fremont Radio.
Can you hear me?
We hear you loud and clear. Welcome to Fremont Radio. Yes, indeed.
Oh, my gosh, man. I just want to say that, like, you're a huge inspiration, brother. Like, you have no idea on the impact you – just watching you speak is profound to the highest level. And, like, I just really feel like this is the message we need to be putting out to the people. So I just want to say thank you. And I just really appreciate you, and I'm grateful for you. And I just want to let you know you're not alone, brother. We all fighting this fight.
Hey, I'm honored. And I am humbled. We appreciate the call. We appreciate the support. I do not take it lightly. The respect, the love from the people, I'm honored. So, you know, whatever area you're in, let the people know, and to you again, thank you. Thank you. I can't
absolutely
make it more plain than that. Thank you.
And I wanted to know if I could get a follow back on Instagram and Twitter, because I'll be showing love.
I'm really still learning how to, because I'm still stuck in the age of the 2 10 cans and the string to communicate. I'm learning as I go, so I'll follow. You okay? I think I got it. How to follow back? So you followed me already on this official channel, Fred Hampton?
Yeah. It's Justin Faze on both Twitter and Instagram. And you know what I'm saying? I'm out here pushing the movement too. So you know what I'm saying?
What is it?
Justin Faze. Justin Faze.
Justin Faze.
Absolutely.
Okay. My people will be helping me out. I'll make sure that y'all remind me to follow him back on Instagram and on Twitter, Justin Faze.
Yeah, I'm an artist. I do music, but I'm also into the political, because I understand that everything is political, like your father said. And I
learned
that.
Right on.
And I just started learning about capitalism and socialism, and like I can't stress the importance of it. I can't stress the importance of it. And a lot of people in my neighborhood and around my age group, they don't understand how important and vital it is to learn about it. So I just want, that's why I'm just so honored, because I understand how important it is.
Yes, it's very important. It's very important. Well, I'm glad you acknowledge that. I'll make sure my people remind me to follow you back on Instagram and Twitter. And again,
but,
it's very important.
But,
it's vital, man.
Real quick,
see the piece I put on Facebook today? Say again?
Nah, what was it?
I did a piece today. I'm gonna get it posted on YouTube. Make sure we get this on. I wanna retitle it called Chairman Fred Jr.'s piece on dogs and politics. Politics and dogs. I was breaking down. I was using the analogy of dogs. You know, so we had the Hampton House hounds. You know, Rottweiler, Cane Corso. Talk about that. You know. And I try to break it down in plain terms, because a lot of times we're taught to run away from terms such as politics. You know what I'm saying? And again, everything, music, words, again, and it's become second nature to us. You know what I'm saying? And
exactly.
You just can't generalize and say. I tell people, like, in every arena, you distinguish whether you're talking about a different breed of dog, or you know what I'm saying, even in cooking or fixing the car. With the politics, you know what I'm saying, it's not only food, clothing, and shelter. it's not only life and death, it's how you die, how you live. It's, you know what I'm saying? How you view it, you know what I'm saying? How you view a case. And so again, you know, a lot of people, they need to have it in, you know, laid out in, quote, I guess, politically correct terms. Our position is to put our ear to the ground, you know what I'm saying, and take, even if you study even your whatever, where you're at, your household, there are political contradictions that exist within your family, within, you know what I'm saying, and to acknowledge that, to acknowledge that.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm over here trying to put, I had a question. What's your take on, like, the whole, shutting, like, running out of money? Have you seen that?
Have I seen it? I've been seeing it. Shit, we've been running out of money. You talking, who ran out of money?
Yeah, well, like, they're saying that some, all the money was running out or something about that. And, like, that's kind of a little shocking
about who?
To me.
The government?
I don't know. Is it banks or is it the government? I'm not sure. But I've seen it on CNN.
On CNN. Okay.
Yeah. And I already know how mainstream media works, so that's why I'm asking, like, what's your thoughts? Because I don't know. I kind of think it's propaganda, but I could be wrong.
No, you know, I mean, no doubt about it. Imperialism, the politic the world politic that's in power. You know what I'm saying? Capitalism is, we're talking about, like, in the confines, you know, like national United States, but imperialism is the politic that. And the big kahuna, the shot caller, that is U.S. imperialism. It's a politic that, regardless of how much diamonds, out of Sierra Leone, the ruling class gets the benefit. Is that your phone? The noise?
No, I'm actually parking. I'm sorry. That's my
car.
Okay,
could you put it on mute? Could you put your phone on mute?
Absolutely. I'm sorry about that.
So, the politics, some people position that, you know, I mean, you heard the term money, power, and respect. Everything is political, from the way we view money, you know what I'm saying? I mean, down to the gun, to drugs, prisoners, everything is political. No doubt, we have different times where they call a run on the banks, you know what I'm saying, where the economic crisis, you know, and again, the conversation must be prefaced with the fact that, what, contrary to what we've been told, you know what I'm saying, through the school, colonial schools, so on and so forth, that capitalism is a society where everyone who works hard benefits. The reality is capitalism, imperialism, is a parasitical politic. It's a politic that needs to know an exploiter and exploit it. It's necessary. There's necessary to have financial crisis. They're necessary to have, you know, say, people dying from curable diseases. They're necessary to have overdoses. They're necessary to hit terms like population control. So you will have, you know, crisis, you know, say, in many cases, to justify certain, you know, say, to keep the balance of it, you know, saying, because I people say, well, it's logical to say, well, who's in power to print the money? You know, so you got people that, you know, for instance, high school, that say they can figure out how to balance the budget, what have you. And then a lot of times people come to reality, but wait, there's no attempt for anyone to benefit. It's like, you know, an example could be someone going up into a Burger King or a fast food restaurant and say, okay, then they order a sandwich. They say no tomatoes. And they say, they make a mistake and put tomatoes on it. You take that sandwich back, you say, okay, well, give me the correct sandwich. However, let me get this sandwich to someone who's hungry outside. They have a policy. No, they can't. They have to throw that food away, because it keeps the system in place. So you have different discussions about, you know, economic crisis. So this keeps, it's the system. I mean, it's like you hear about in the jungle, in the wildlife, whatever. They say in certain places, in controlled environments, you say, well, why is a certain amount of seals, you know what I'm saying, they have to die from disease. So this keeps, you know, the jobs of the poachers, the job of the veterinarians, the job of the National Geographic shows, You know, it keeps it all in balance. You know, but it's the same people are profiting. So you have this. You know, so it's real deal. You hear the discussion like that. You know what I'm saying? But the capitalism, imperialism, is constantly. It's like a, you know, they say a pig or eat anything. It's constantly it eat itself. You know what I'm saying? And so there's a certain reality to it that, you know, some people talk about economic crisis. And you say, if I heard about it, no doubt about it. The masses, this is the everyday reality. And this, you hear about, like, even people say, why does this country want to go to war with this other country? And a lot of people have a reactionary assessment, like, well, we need to get these two countries together. They need to talk and peace, have peace in the Middle East. And, you know, and even Chicago, you know, people say, well, we just stop the violence, get the gang, negating the fact that there are dynamics in place. Policies, you know, ranging from the North American Free Trade Agreement under the tenure of William Jefferson Clinton, you know what I'm saying? You know, that trickles down to, you know what I'm saying, the cartel presence in Chicago. And, you know what I'm saying, that there are policies in place that the music industry, you know what I'm saying, that people say, well, wait a minute, why does this artist have to say, engage in this type of activity? Why don't we, you know, bring these artists a certain amount of conscious level? And yet, the deal is that it's laid out. You know what I'm saying? There has to be shootings. There has to be, you know, crime. Has to be economic crisis. So it's done by design. But a great question. Great question. Do I see, okay, any more callers in queue? Any more, you know what I'm saying? Any more, who else? My daughter and our friend will be dressing as young cubs for the Halloween and the Black Panther Party. Peace and love. Okay, Frederick Colvin, tell us, you know, make sure they do some, they put some politics in there too. You know what I'm saying? Because the deal is we have to utilize every opportunity. I said politics. Talking about the work that the Black Panther Party Cubs are doing. Make sure they put up the SaveTheHamptonHouse.org, sign a petition. See, we have to use every opportunity, every discussion, you know what I'm saying, with the work that's going down. You know what I'm saying? So we say, right on. It needs to be coming from the youth. You know, every holiday, you know what I'm saying, we say, okay, man, National Daughters Day, National Son Day, whatever. Tying this in. People say, oh, man, I don't get too much political stuff. Everything. And we have to be up front. There's the repercussions that come from it. This brother, they just reminded me, DBK, they was doing a video shoot. So we come on the set. And I get to the set, and there's different people out there. And it was videoing me talking to this brother. And the brother was doing the video shoot. I said, man, I said, hold on, I'm introducing to the brother. I said, brother, you clear who I am? You don't see any little politics. And the brother was doing his video, he was rapping. He said, hold on. He said, actually, I don't think I'd rather you not be in this video. I want to bring them to you. I said, excuse me? I said, you know who I am? He said, I know exactly who you are. He gave me a list of a layout of the programs when I was locked up, the work that the Cubs are doing. And it was shocking because I was like, man. And he said, they're not going to play that. They're not going to say, our people ain't going to come to you directly. I said, I'm going to bring them to you. And he went to his rap. He was talking about different things. He was dropping certain stuff. He said, man, but I don't want you in this one. And I got the word yesterday. Brother was murdered. Unfortunately, he was murdered. And I'm saying this to say, we have to be honest about this. We know, yes, indeed, DBK, y'all too. I mean, I think y'all tap into, what's the name of the video that was shot, you know what I'm saying? We know, some, you know what I'm saying, we have to stop, you know, there's heat that comes from things, you know what I'm saying? And people don't know certain things, so on and so forth. And it was a very interesting dialogue we had with this brother, you know. And I got the word, show buddy hit me up. Cash hit me up too. They told me, I said, wow, this is something. There's no guarantee tomorrow's, man. And the deal is, it hurts that even, I mean, it's ideal to say, well, once we educate people, and people throw that word around so loosely, this education, we need to, people say, Chairman, a lot of people don't know who you are, what you're talking about. I said, I beg the difference. The reality is they do know. Let's be up front. You know, you will be easily. You will be one more. And you treat yourself. You know, and again, I haven't seen the movie BMF yet. You know what I'm saying? But I know that you will feel more comfortable. Most people feel more comfortable with watching as opposed to Judas and the Black Messiah. That's the reality. Do we have to be honest about it? And also, why is that? You know what I'm saying? And not to get, and I'm going to say this, and I think, but the deal is, as servants of the people, the moves that we do ups the ante for certain benefits. In other words, even with the Free Fred campaign when I was locked up, we've done it in a way that instill the fortitude. A lot of people say, man, even free the guys, free the leadership, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times the system had us so bogged down. We said, don't say that. Don't talk to our lawyers about their cases. You know what I'm saying? Even the movie Judas and the Black Messiah, it up to anywhere. Even the movie on Billie Holiday, they had to come out of the bubble and talk about the role the federal government had on, you know what I'm saying, on Billie Holiday's demise. Even the fact in the movie BMF that Big Meech's about his son is playing him. Prior to certain things, this being heightened, people just say, no, you can't have any say so in a movie about you. You can't want to know your family. What's your son's active, you know what I'm saying, history? We even, you know what I'm saying, we have self-determination to be able to tell our stories, to be able to speak on our own terms. Even if it was Kwame Nkrumah said, even if it's better to be quote-unquote misgoverned by yourself from your own people as opposed to quote-unquote governed correctly by a foreign entity. So that's what we're fighting for, to have that, you know what I'm saying, on our own terms, Right on. Any more callers in queue? Any more comments or questions? Y'all feel free to type them in.
Grandma, Brother Chairman, no callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Grandma.
DBK, Lil Yachty, on Us Before Me on YouTube. Type that in, y'all. Check it out. This is the brother. Yeah. And there's some other footage that they didn't put out when we talked, you know. And we have, you know, everything is political. Words, terms, music, fashion, you name it. 929-477-3785. Press 1 to be heard. Real talk. Now we got record, y'all. Making history, taking history. Y'all feel free. What's happening with you? Feel free to call in the club being with us. Again, we're talking about a number of different things here today. Something I want to talk about too. So I'll feel free again now. 929-477-3785, then press 1 to be heard. It's been a full day. It ain't over. PSAs, y'all. Again, y'all tap in, subscribe. Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. on YouTube and Instagram. I did a piece earlier about the dogs. You know, we want to get that posted up on YouTube live. You know, put some political analysis. There's even dogs. I was taking a walk this morning, and some things that's what I want to discuss. I came up here in the pad with me, though. You know, I remember right now. Make sure I don't put you calling around. I guess I'm gonna get back to him. Call in tonight. Call in Free My Radio. 929-477-3785. Call in. Club in with us. Put it to the people. Give me a station break then before we give me a station. Give me a station break, so the comrade. What we got on deck, we can play real quick. Y'all make sure y'all on deck October 14th also.
You know what I was thinking? You know what I was going straight to. Now just let me.
Straight to. Exactly where you going.
Know where I'm going.
You see that picture of Pac when you're a child? The system, I thought, man, was the best thing.
Which one?
Which one?
Is he
the,
on the...
He got his fist, I think his left, like a southpaw boxer. It's a child, and then it's a picture of him, you know what I'm saying, as an adult, in the same, like a southpaw boxer, man. Yeah, he, man.
Oh, he's
going to be short, man. Yeah, I thought it was nice. I tried to share it. I'm a screenshot and send it to you. Right on here, we'll do free them all. Yes, indeed. Just get the free them all. Yes, indeed. Everybody tell me, let me say, let me know, tell me, say, free them all.
I'm sorry,
Brother Kevin.
Y'all
I just tell you, Parise, all I'm saying, free them all to you. Again, the greeting, but yes, indeed. We on deck.
Yes, indeed. Free them all.
This is me against the world. In the city, the cops are top of me. The prostitutes full of bullets, so bodies just dropping. They ain't no stopping me. Constantly moving while making millions. Witnessing killers, leaving dead bodies in the abandoned buildings. Carries the children because they're illin'. Addicted to killing and the appeal from the cap villain. Without feeling, but will they last or be blasted? Hard at its past. Maybe you're listening to casket. The aftermath, more bodies being buried. I'm missing my homies in a hurry. They relocating to the cemetery. Got me worried, stressing my business worried. The question is, will I live? No one. Against the world, baby.
Me against the world.
bright day after that. So no matter how hard it gets, stick your chest out, keep your head up, and handle it.
Long live the Pastor Cook. I just seen something, and for real, I'm glad on this. Okay, we got word that official Black Panther Party Cubs merchandise site has been set up. Oh, man, I mean, long time coming. Okay, give me, man, we've been fighting to make this happen. We've been fighting certain stuff to get websites put up. And, you know, this official, because there's been so many frauds. Let me say this, too. I got to investigate something, because I was doing an interview the other day. And someone had brought to my attention, asked me something in regards to some Kanye West shoe deal I got. I said, whoa, wait a minute, this, where did this come from? So we investigating this, and, you know, people been using the name of Chairman Fred and all the bogus gun clubs. I refuse to give it subjective individual light, you know what I'm saying? Oh, hey, boo. Grab all these motherfuckers together, you know what I'm saying? And not only the culprits, but you know what I'm saying, those who complicit with these crimes. You know what I'm saying? We hiding the contradiction, you know what I'm saying? And you did, so it's coming. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, having a good time, you know what I'm saying, sucking the blood of, you know, the legacy of Chairman Fred. Man, it's been a rap. It's been a motherfucking rap. But you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people will play black one is beneficial, Panther one is probably Cubs one is comfortable. You're trying to cash in on his legacy. This man, indeed, it's it. Y'all look for the telltale signs of what's official, what ain't. You know what I'm saying? So we get the whole list. Man, shout out to Black Sam, Nipsey Hussle's brother. They did a blanket exposure and litigation on all these opportunities. You know what I'm saying? The ripping and running up, you know what I'm saying? With Nipsey Hussle name, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, shit. Hey, sit back and take the names, man. Real talk. So we know what's going on with this shit. Real talk. Y'all feel free to call in the club in with us 929-477-3785 and press 1. Tiny House Wars in the building. Got the word about, you know what I'm saying? Y'all been going through a lot of heat and business conditions. You know what I'm saying? All we know, and victory with the judge. I just seen a post. You know, so y'all been getting a lot of hits, a lot of attacks, a lot of cases. Conrad Connors and others, you know, they're fighting. And not relenting one bit in regards to the land question. You know what I'm saying? And there's a recent decision with the judge. And I commend y'all. We in solidarity. And it's France Fanon, our GFDT, France Fanon, and said, we will accept the concessions, not compromising our principles. Y'all riding, so we riding. So again, we got your back like a backpack, and your chest like a bulletproof vest. You know, resistance ain't dead. We still fight back. You know what I'm saying? The Rainbow Coalition is not over. It's not over. Real talk. Even though motherfuckers try to hijack it, co-op it, you know what I'm saying? We know you all seen you ain't really getting down consistently, you know what I'm saying? Because drawing a coalition from the land court in so-called Canada, you know what I'm saying, to right here at the Hampton House, with the question of political prisoners from me, Abu Jamal, and Linda Peltier, you know what I'm saying? The spirit of solidarity, we still fighting, y'all. Real talk. Right on. We ride. Real talk. Revolutionary love and respect, comrade. Real talk. Yes, indeed. We got to get that way, man. Wish y'all real talk. Any more updates? Any more updates or call in? Something we missed, you know? Jay Green asked the question, the Black Panther Party Cubs going to be in all 50 states. You know, there's no answer. We can't, you know, we are like gardening, you know what I'm saying? You assess situations, and a lot of times people ask, how many members do you have? I see a lot of times that depends on how many people the police have murdered. A lot of people see, even in Chicago, you know what I'm saying, last talk of alcohol. Grab, a lot of times people come to us after they exhausted all other remedies, you know what I'm saying? So it may be certain times, you know what I'm saying, people be online right here, you know what I'm saying? So then we got that core force that's consistent, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, for lack of better terms, you know, sometimes you have a lot of what we call National Guard niggas. You know what I'm saying? That's one, you know, even the ruling class. They know the Navy SEALs. They know the Army. They know the Air Force. They know those who come in on the weekend. So you have to take that into account. You know what I'm saying? It's not no absolute. You know what I'm saying? You have to constantly assess it, recognize what forces come in. Different times, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, it might be popular to get involved in the struggle. People say, oh, I'm going to get involved this time. You know, then you got those who say, hey, man, hey, see, I'm committed to this shit. Hey. How do you say? Not all four seasons. You did? Consistently. So we have to be able to, you know, say consistent. So we just can't throw a blanket approach and say all 50 states is going to be, you know, say consistent for it. You look at the legacy of the Black Panther Party. There were certain locations. I say that. I look at the legacy of the Black Panther Party as a phenomenal template, a prototype, you know. I said, this is an international organization. I look at certain places, I said, man, it was all over the world. And certain places, I said, well, shit, one no chapter here. You know what I'm saying? So you say, man, I mean, you take that into account. You have to assess that. Certain, you look at, you know what I'm saying, like even in the household, you as a parent, all your children are going to do this. You're like, huh? You know what I'm saying? You can't assess, you know what I'm saying? That's idealistic. You assess certain dynamics, time and location, all of that. You know what I'm saying? We have certain places that we have support forces. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we have strong forces here, you know, certain heat, you know, the conscious level. We have certain places, I said, man, you can't even talk about no struggle with self-determination. Some places, they free. Yeah, this is... You heard my discussion even with Juneteenth. That was a certain dynamic just in 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation in Texas. So it's not a blank. You have to assess different dynamics, different forces, different places. You have to not have a subjective point of view. You say, okay, wait a minute. What's happening? Okay, man. Haiti. They kicking Napoleon ass over here. You know what I'm saying? Haiti right now. Bam. So you know what I'm saying? So make this move right now. You know what I'm saying? They was kicking Napoleon ass so heavy in Haiti. He said, yes, the U.S., the United States, the ruling class even exploited it. He's like, man, fuck, that's what the Louisiana Purchase. They said, man, shit, sell it. I can't deal with that right now. These motherfuckers kicking ass in Haiti. So you have to always take into account, not in a subjective point of view, like just say, okay, every state going to be a problem. You have to say, what's going on? On the class. Sometimes you can be subjective, you can negate certain elements. I think it was speaking of Napoleon. I forgot who they were fighting. Maybe it may have been in Russia, I forgot who they were fighting. But tactically it was advantageous. You know what I'm saying? It was a cold strategy. They negated the weather. So you have to always say, when you make certain moves, you have to sense certain dynamics. Okay, wait a minute. This location. You know what I'm saying? With the climate, you know what I'm saying? This case right now, it's time to move. You know what I'm saying? This right now, don't touch that. Them can't, you know what I'm saying? It's a phone. You can't go. You take it to, hold on. What speeches can people hear right now? Oh, they're not ready for that. Why? Oh, man, they just getting the income tax checks back. You know what I'm saying? They free. Stimulus just came in. You have to assess, constantly study the, fill it out and move accordingly. No, we had no chapter there. U.S. was in D.C. We even had some support for it. No, we had no chapter there. It's hot. It's hot in D.C. It's hot everywhere. No doubt about it. I concur. And you know what I'm saying? And the deal is, you know, are people willing to, struggle? It shouldn't be a foregone conclusion that we all want the same thing. And I use this analogy in Stateville prison, state we call it Deathville. I was in isolation, and the guys, I just got this. They're like, man, we heard about you. We're behind a steel door, and the guards unlock the door and come in and just move on you in the morning. I mean, you know, if you're getting your breakfast or tear gas, what was going on? And a lot of prisoners was like, man, he here. He, Chairman Fred is here. And he was like, man, come on, man. Shut the joint down. Do what you're going to do. I'm like, man, hold on. We're going to go fishing. That's for sure. But let me assess what I'm working with. It's what you mean. Let me put my ear to the ground. Let me see what I'm working with. Sharks, guppies, frogs, tadpoles. It's no foregone conclusion, Ed. You know what I'm saying? We all the same dynamic. Let me assess certain that what I'm dealing with. So one guy, he was so reactionary. You know what I'm saying? He had one. He had the complex. You know what I'm saying? You know, he went from Chicago. So he had the complex. You know, man. You know, he in the inner cell, lip boxing with himself. You know what I'm saying? And then he also like breakfast time. He was deep into his Moorish American. Lunchtime, he did street organization. You know, depends on you know he going through the complex. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, man, when you go, I said, listen, man, be cool. Let me assist. So people were sending these kites up under the door. Don't talk to that guy. Watch that guy, Chairman, and say something. So I finally came to the cell door. I said, let me be very clear. I'm behind a solid steel door. You may very well be the warden behind another side of the door. I don't know who is, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening. Who is who? I'm studying. You studying the body language, everything. And you're politics, it's a philosophical tool that we relate to, known as dialectical materialism. You ain't got to actually physically see certain things. You can relate to it. Field Marshal George Jackson never met Minister E.P. Newton face-to-face. They were several cells down from each other. The politics transcends bars, concrete, water, and land. You dig? And you take it to counter dynamics. So, we're going to organize this hunger strike. So we put out one date. I put out a date about the hunger strike. Now, went too fast. Rewind. I said, let me ask a question. You keep pushing, brother. What are we fighting for? I say, cell five. I said, since this brother wants to, I said, we're going to do a hunger strike. Man, let me see what I'm working with. One guy said, man, when they shit me up out of here, what they going to do? What is the opposition is to fall in love with the plan as opposed just to the man and the woman. The plan. So in other words, they take one of us down, you get them, you pick that flag up, you keep moving. The agenda. What is the agenda when we on this hunger strike? You know what I'm saying? And it got to be politicized. You know what I'm saying? See, you can't say it's a draw a full conclusion. We know we've one guy said, no. I need you to tell us. He said, man, he couldn't articulate it. One guy was blatantly, he said, man, all he want to do, I'm going to say this. This guy said, all he want to do is rape some shorties and move some dope. He wants the space to do that. Other guy said, man, he's bogus. No. You bogus because you do the foregone conclusion that he wanted something else. You never listen to him. See, you have to study and listen to the people. When you come in with an abstract or waste or class arrogance, you come in. You see people walking, hey, kings and queens, we all, I don't know what world they that come from, you know what I'm saying? This foregone conclusion. You know what I'm saying? We all kings and queens, where the fucking peasants at? You know what I'm saying? You come in and draw this thing, everybody want the same thing. You assess it, and then you move accordingly, get some clarity, and not coming in to draw focus on what you want. So we fasten in. When we come together on this, we're going to stop the beating. The beatings that was going on. I disagree. I don't agree with my man about the land question. Hold on. Back up. We're talking about the beatings. See, I'm real big about that. Degrees. 5 points of unity. A lot of people come in, oh, we're going to have a revolution. Hold on. Stop the car. You know what I'm saying? You have to build a morale up. You're walking on a relationship coming in. Oh, we're going to live together. We're going to have 5 children together. We're going to live. Hold on. Y'all, what happened to this first date? You know what I'm saying? You set this big old thing. Oh, this great family, but this ideal romanticism world you have. Then you get around. Hold on. This person's snoring. I don't fuck with them. They're a sellout. They don't fuck with them. You sold yourself in your dreams. As opposed to coming in and getting to know your mess, filling it out. What points of unity can we have? That's what we dealing with. That's what we deal with, the real world. You take into account where you live at, your location. Look at the history of it. And Luca Gardner does that. He don't go out there. He don't. Yes, you'll go out there and say, "Oh, we're gonna plant everything out here. Let me do. He don't know. Let me do a soil test. Let me look at the history where I grew up at. Damn, I don't see no, ain't nothing, no resistance over here. Well, this, what the fuck? Let me. So, okay, what can I do? You assess it. Then, in the words of Shakespeare, to thyself be true. Study yourself. Study yourself. Say, man, let me say self stood for something. Am I, you know what I'm saying? What, you know what I'm saying, present for other than me? Go back and look. Just go back and look. Say self, when you say, man, if I'm gonna be in this just for your own personal gain, or I'm gonna be in a servant, a study people. Go with the man. Just ask yourself, say, remember that time you can't find no exact. You have to be honest. Okay, you know what? Maybe I'm good with just doing this, supporting this. Talk, man. Listen to your language. Listen to when you talk. This is what you say. You go back and look. You don't say me. Start checking out. You ain't got to be like Alcoholics Anonymous. You ain't got to get up in no public meeting and say, my name is Jewel. You know what I'm saying? No, go just sit down and say, man, all through the script, what moves have I ever done? Who has been about? Look at the location. What frame of reference? Then relate to democratic dialectical materialism. Look at other people. A lot of times your adversary can tell you about you. They'll tell you, man, they ain't no... Man, you bullshitting. You look at the history. There's certain places you go up, you know what I'm saying? You saying so you the pastor's called Murder Mountain. You all you saying and the systems, they know potential threats. They know, even if you don't know it, they study it. They can smell it. You say we do an era of child slavery. He said, man, such be up in there in Master's house all day talking shit. Master give him all the butter knives and the biscuits he want. That's a telltale sign. Man, this motherfucker is the, but there's no problem. See, even when Reverend Nat Turner, the lady on the plantation tour, pushing the Bible on the tour, her brother said, hey, he on something else. She said, no. He's just preaching a good word. He said, no. He said, look at them. Look at them. They respond when he speak. He said, I'm telling you, he on something else. See, they can smell it. Be honest with yourself. And then we find a lane for that so we can ride. It's not saying nobody's better than nobody, but it's acknowledging that structure. Yeah, the record free on my radio. Any questions, comments, y'all feel free. We can the website still get this merchandise moving, y'all. The official business of the Black Panther Party Cubs, you know what I'm saying? We come up on the 55th anniversary, the Black Panther Party, you know what I'm saying? Still looking good, 55 years old. I'm on the 50th in Oakland, California. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we had to go shake some class. We had to go shake the class piece up. Oh, they had, motherfuckers have plans. They're going to do some hobnobbing and wine and cheese, you know what I'm saying? And water legacy down. Oh, shit. Now I'm not watch. Shit. Real talk. Now I'm not watch. Shit. Lonely legacy. Hey, Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, never neglected. Free boss to come around.
Long live. Pardon me interrupting you.
Lonely.
I got a PSA regarding Brother Hess. I don't know if you're on that.
Oh, man, please.
There's a camp where he at down in, I think it's Smith County in Georgia. There's a, you know, Hess and he moved. Now, there's the Justice Department. They inside there. He said, looking for evidence on how the understaffing is leading to conditions. Yeah, well, in his word, you know, he big wording and shit. And here, which inadvertently causes convicts to become violent. So, you know, he being outspoken voice there. So then he sent a message last Tuesday at 11:30 p.m. I'm just going to read it. Right after lockdown, they put this is Brother Hess words. They put everyone in for the night, and as I was naked using the restroom, the captain named Jackson, plus four male officers, one sergeant, came forcefully into my cell while I begged to place underwear on. tased me repeatedly with yellow taser guns, pounced on my limp neck and dug their knees into my neck and twisted my arms until my screams and the convicts behind the doors beating forced the black women officers on the side to say, stop it. Finally, a sheet was thrown over me and they shackled and the shackles upon me. They yanked me from the cold concrete and ordered me to walk, but with the taser prong still stinging and my lungs flattened, I couldn't step. So I was slammed again and had to suffer a second set of knees into my back. Until the wheelchair was brought in, I requested medical treatment because I felt the last interaction with Captain Jackson was of a homosexual nature and wanted an investigation done. Instead of taking me to medical, there's no medical nurses hired to help them from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. They wheeled me into an extremely cold cell in the ID room, and the captain savagely ripped the taser cords and prongs from my skin, leaving one stinging inside of me as they slammed the door closed. Here's where I sat for 15 hours, received a disciplinary report of finding phones, knife, weed, and cigarettes. They charged me with assault on the captain. I am now in J2 cell 236. The staff admits this was a direct hit on me by the warden, Brian Adams. And that was then he's out of there. He said he's healing up. They got him in the furthest back corner of the shoe unit. And they're a bold voice. They want silence. And that was the last our last correspondence.
We need Hess's ID number and jail posted up. I need people to write correspond with his directly. One prison, one contact. Say it again to the comrades.
I don't know the number. I put the number up. His name is Andre Hester. He's in Smith State Prison in Georgia.
We're going to get that number. Let me say this to Hester. He's in Georgia locked up. He has been on here with us. He's been locked up. Actually, it was Hess who really inspired us. I know me, even the thought about. Let me say this. We say one prisoner, one contact. When you under attack, again, I know a lot of us believe this propaganda about people in general, but also with prisoners. You know what I'm saying? You cannot afford that. When Iraq was under attack by the U.S., so one of Saddam Hussein's initial moves was to open the prison doors. Yeah, so many resources. So many, you know what I'm saying, talents. I say resources about brains and input that people for the struggle. His thoughts, I'm talking about, again, this is the whole, he really played a major role. Well, even that, me and the thought about even Free Them All Radio.
Free Them All, Brother Jeremy. I just want to insert right there real quick. Yeah, this radio station, yes. Straight Up Real Talk, is actually the sister station of Pop's Radio that Brother Hess ran, and we started this radio station, you know, because, of course, I didn't meet the criteria of, you know, subject matter. So, yeah. And that's what Hess actually, whose idea was to start this station, Straight Up Real Talk Network, you know, to just get the open, uncensored voice for the people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to throw that in real quick. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Come on.
Right on, Free Them All. That hurts. And we see what's going on with us in outside community. A lot of times we say, well, I ain't got time to do this here, man, blah. The conditions, and we those reminders of, you know what I'm saying, it's a microcosm, man. Mr. Pino said prisons are a microcosm of the outside community. You, these motherfuckers fucking us up blatantly on their cameras. They tell you the roll call, got the cameras on. So some of them say, okay, I'm going to cut the camera off before I beat their head. Some of them like, man, I'm shit, cut up for what? Cut the camera off. Man, this is how this shit going. Imagine behind them doors. than the walls for the luxury. We need, correspondences. I need to make sure we get that post. I'm going to tag my page when y'all find it. I want the letters went to the war and up there. We are concerned of I'm trying to put this as diplomatically as I can, of the well-being of Andre Hester. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, cause, see, we come with the position of objectivity. You know what I'm saying? You know, man, we know what the, I mean, we don't know. And I don't, you know, so sometimes it hurts being oppressed. The fact that, you know what I'm saying, that you can, you know, hear about your counterparts. You did, not that far away. You know, I'm talking about far away geographically or time-wise speaking. That was messed up how he did back in the day. No, this week. You heard about that in Abu Ghraib? No, this is in Georgia. See, these are constant reminders of So a lot, when we talk about, there's a different, I know you want to just get about Atlanta, the party life, and how the success stories about people. This was going on, too, in Georgia. See, I know we, Chicago, yeah, I'm from the shot. Yeah, what's going on in Cook County Jail? See, that economy, that balance has to be, don't just do all the shit about motherfuckers. They had a piece on Frank Lucas one time. A documentary, and it was showing Frank Lucas with the mink coats and his crew how they hustling, and then they showed on that same year, two blocks down from when he was partying that, they showed the people with the needles in their arms and the babies demoralized. See this whole balance had to be laid out. You know, talk about these events, man. How we who was the sharp at the BET Awards? What's happening in Atlanta? Who got this award? And you heard about the poster? You know, saying Gucci Man Jesus. What's happening in Georgia? What's happening? The prince is right there, not that far. This has to be inclusive in the conversation. You want to impress me? Impress when we rap about this? More people rolling. Hey, also, man, you Smith Penitentiary. Andre has motherfucker found some words rhyme with that. Yeah. But something else to the don't talk about that. In Nazi Germany, with the community, the people of the gas chamber, if you don't tell your children you don't know about the gas chamber, you get charged with child abuse. That's child abuse. So motherfucker can't talk about Chicago at the county jail. Motherfucker can't talk about Philadelphia without Mumia Abu-Jamal. Motherfucker can't talk about Georgia and Atlanta and all the places that motherfucker without some motherfucker going on where Andre has to right now today. Today. It has to be inclusive. Oh, no, wait, talk about that. When? February? When? Election time? This shit got to be tied in. This is a point you say. I insert that shit in the porn. Barbershop, beauty shop, club, spot. Them letters in. You know what I'm saying? Get that shit posted on Andre Hester. What's going on with him and George right now? Y'all heard it. Man, that's using the bathroom naked. Tasers. They shoot him with the tasers. Carrying him out naked. That hurts to even speak about, let alone put out to the world. Can't dress this shit up, man. Got to talk about this shit, the fuck is going down to in real motherfucking time. I know some of y'all brains are trying to figure out what he do. I don't know his astrological sign. I don't know what Orchard Street organization. None of that. I don't know if his last name is the same thing as his father. None of that. I know he's naked using a fucking the taser stuck up in him. These letters written in there, y'all. Andre Hester. in Georgia concentration camp. Yeah, yeah. There was no slip of the tongue. Yeah, yeah. Concentration camp, and we wouldn't spend that term anywhere, any place. Yeah. I don't know if I want to hear the word correctional center. I would like to hear it too. I'd like to see it. We deal with the real world, kings and queens. We do the real world, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Yeah. That's the fuck we doing over here. We live on the record, Freedom All Radio. Utopia somewhere else. 929-477-3785. Press 1 to get in. Until we're down to the countdown. We got our marching orders, y'all. We need them letters written in. Need information to Smith, Georgia. On Instagram. Tap in with some artists' names. Tap in. Hit them on Instagram. Man, what's happening with Andre Hester in Georgia prison? Yeah. Tap into him on Instagram. Tie it in. Every opportunity we get, tie it in. What do you think the place to talk about? Where is the place? Then tap, shit. Tie the shit in. Real talk, y'all. Called Freedom Hall. Hold it, y'all. Another episode. 929-477-3785. Press 1. Take a breath. Next, y'all, check out that piece on Facebook about the dog. We want them to get posted on Facebook Live. You can see me on YouTube Live. Subscribe to the channel, Tim and Fred Hampton Jr. on YouTube. Have a day. Let's continue to make history, take history, and take history. Any more callers in Houston, comrade?
Chairman, no callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Grandma.
Grandma, what you got here? Hold on. DC PD just shot and killed a young man on New York Avenue and Florida Avenue in DC. He was sitting behind the wheel of his car. He shot. He was pulling off 3 weeks ago. And D.C., that's the street name, Drake, New York and, New York, that's the street, New York and Florida Avenue, and D.C. is getting, 3 weeks ago, he's in pulling out his shower. So make sure, yeah, keep us up to date with that. See if you get somebody, you know what I'm saying, from the community, so they know somebody, call in with us next week on the show. That's the major street, okay, New York and Florida. See if we call in, so we can get, you know what I'm saying, put that out. Matter of fact, I can get the name of not only him, the particular police that shot him too. We get, you know what I'm saying? We can put it out there, you know, tell them what type of other people in the community say, hold on, this is the same police that planned to pack on me last year, shot me last year. You know what I'm saying? You both got resumes. You know what I'm saying? And put it up there, so we can't call in, give us a history on, you know, get us updated on that and see how we can, you know, we can do the support, you know, and get some justice. You know, I mean, it hurts. It's embarrassing being oppressed. I mean, it hurts to hear about these cases, but, you know, but as Sada Shakur has said, you know, being oppressed, we got to continue to remind ourselves to be able to distinguish what's normal and what's abnormal. Just even challenging this, because we can do about it. Man, this shit got, man, you got to keep on stinging, though. Don't get used to this shit. You know what I'm saying? Just even, I ain't talking about this, so, like, depression can be contagious. You know, you want to be like, oh, you know, old man, ain't nothing talking. No, we going, man, we going to get all our shit. You know, we know that. Shit. You tell me, say, goddamn, the man, you better struggle to win. Shit. You did? So we're going to keep on, and if we are in service of the people, in service of history. So nothing else. They have what they call like a Nuremberg hearing, you know what I'm saying? But we'll go back to president and say, man, so when this was going on, when they were shooting y'all down in D.C., you know what I'm saying? When they beat, taking prisoners in Smith Prison, naked, tasing them. What was going on? You know what I'm saying? people was just, you know, the time was voting. What else is going on? Well, they, you know, it was, you know, they, you know, did y'all speak about? No, you know what I'm saying? We have voted. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, I mean, to the world, do nothing? No. No, it's some motherfuckers, man, no. They didn't have, I looked at the news, I ain't seen no, I looked at the archives, I didn't see nothing. Oh, you got to look deeper. The fact that you didn't, the motherfuckers didn't report. Now, keep going. Go past them old state softball, state sanctioned spokesperson. Well, I still don't see that. I see, keep looking. Go past them motherfucking politicians and rappers, you know, put up there in front. Most of them ask me, Chairman, why the rappers ain't saying about what's going on in Haiti? I said, they ain't saying shit about you, motherfucker. Fuck you talking about? You shit. They fuck about you. Fuck you, they give it. The sooner, the rest of the female George Jackson, sooner begun, sooner done. The sooner you get clear on that shit, motherfucker, move forward. Shit. So when you get cut, we get clear on it. Call it content. Well, man, one day we gonna get what? One day, shit. Back the motherfucker up, left the motherfucker right. We keep on hiding the motherfucking contradiction. To the point, wherever you're sent, man. To the point, as Chairman Mao Zedong said, "Blood to the horse's brow, woe to those who can't swim." Let's come on up out of here, y'all. Give us some tickets out, Sister Conrad.
Heads up, eyes open, the fist clenched. Yeah. We still be the chairman. Fred Hampton Jr.
Live and direct.
See, now I need y'all to bear with me as I bear my soul and take you on the insides behind enemy lines about some state-sanctioned assassinations, mass incarcerations, and some other plans that these pigs have put into place in order, amongst other things, to control the world population. You see, now it ain't no coincidence. A lot of y'all cats don't even know about the infamous COINTELPRO shit. G-Men, government hitmen. Directed by Director J. Edgar Hoover and his hitmen. Political frameups in which they still got a lot of cats politically caged up. Killing us and hitting us with more than just a gun. And some names which for legal reasons, I can't even mention, they're still on the run. Now imagine, if you will, same goddamn government brought in all the dope, putting your picture on the poster, placing a bounty on your black ass with the words warning blazing across the daily news front page. Your face being placed right up under an institution issue scope. See, we talking about a bunch of bad motherfuckers who are looking for number one duck in no motherfucking trouble. See, go-getters and hard-hitters who gave us free medical centers. You see, stood straight up against the system and said, yeah, motherfucker, we subversive. And freedom of death was trapped up in the spirit of self-defense. Free clothes and free busing programs, first free breakfast programs, armed with a political ideology that withstood the test of time and a 10-point platform. Hold on now. And fast forward in closing words, the tongues of Black Panther Party clubs. Let us continue resisting. Never forget, 2037 West Monroe, 4:35 a.m. in the morning, west side of Chicago, 1969. Similar to four.